Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 20th, 2015. Today is Friday in the fourth week of Lent. For the past several days, we have been in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, an ongoing conversation, debate, conflict between Jesus and the crowd, as he uses this language of being the bread from heaven. As I mentioned yesterday and continuing into today, the text says some things that are difficult for not only Jesus' contemporaries to hear, but for plenty of folk who live and breathe and have their being in and around us every day. This notion that Jesus is bread, that in the person of Jesus, God's eternal nourishment has come to dwell among us. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood dwell in me and I in them. That's certainly mystical language at best and completely incomprehensible for plenty of people at worst. But one thing for those of us who are liturgical and sacramental Christians, we understand that this passage from John, indeed the entire sixth chapter of John, is an extended reflection on the nature of the Eucharist, the Holy Communion. And many of us have as our piety the weekly reception of this simple and sacred meal. Plenty of people have gone on and on about the Eucharist. And today, instead of me going on and on, I thought it might be edifying to hear the words of one of the great liturgical scholars of recent church history, Dom Gregory Dix, a Benedictine monk and liturgical scholar, had this to say about the Eucharist in his monumental book, The Shape of the Liturgy. Please give me latitude to read this significant piece of prose. Dix writes, "Was ever another command so obeyed? For century after century, spreading slowly to every continent and country and among every race on earth, this action has been done in every conceivable human circumstance, for every conceivable human need, from infancy and before it to extreme old age and after it, from the pinnacle of earthly greatness to the refuge of fugitives in the caves and dens of the earth. People have found no better thing than this to do for kings at their crowning and for criminals going to the scaffold, for armies in triumph, or for a bride and bridegroom in a little country church, for the proclamation of a dogma, or for a good crop of wheat, for the wisdom of the parliament of a mighty nation, or for a sick old woman afraid to die, for a schoolboy sitting at an examination, or for Columbus setting out to discover the New World, for the famine of whole provinces, or for the soul of a dead lover. In thankfulness because my father did not die of pneumonia, for a village headman much tempted to return to Fedek because the yams had failed, because the Turk was at the gates of Vienna, for the repentance of Margaret, for the settlement of a strike, for the son of a barren woman, for Captain So-and-so wounded and prisoner of war, while the lions roared in the nearby amphitheater, on the beach at Dunkirk, while the hiss of scythes in the thick June grass came faintly through the windows of the church, tremulously by an old monk on the 50th anniversary of his vows, furtively by an exiled bishop who had hewn timber all day in a prison camp near Murmansk, gorgeously for the canonization of St. Joan of Arc. One could fill many pages with the reasons why people have done this and not tell a hundredth part of them. And best of all, week by week and month by month, on 100,000 successive Sundays, faithfully, unfailingly, across all the parishes of Christendom, the pastors have done just this to make the plebs sancte Dei, the holy common people of God. As you think about your journey to worship this Sunday, and you think about going forward to receive what we sacramental Christians say is the body and blood of Christ, as you extend your hands, remember that it is not just a private moment between you and God, but it is that which connects you to your sisters and brothers in that space present and across all time and throughout all ages. It is a mystery, this simple act of receiving the Eucharist, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in Christ our God. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son Jesus Christ came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.